Welcome to the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Dorian Jones. I make personal development easy so that you can achieve your goals, do all the things you put your mind to, give you motivation, and so much more. It's time for you to step up, do the work, and become the best version of yourself. Let's go ahead, dive right into the show. What's going on, Diligent Minds community? We back with another episode of the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'm happy that you came and joined me. Happy you chose me out of all the options that you had. I want to say I truly appreciate it. I want to ask everyone listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review and refer to a friend as well. And if you're new here, don't forget to just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. No huge announcements this week. As usual, I want you to check out all the links down below. We got so many resources and so many different things down there for you. So go down there and check those out. And I have a new YouTube video up as well. Today's episode, we are talking about rewiring your brain. Because our brains are the operating systems that control our bodies. The human brain is the most powerful thing in the world. It's constantly learning and evolving. Everything that we see around us came up in somebody's mind first. Everything that you're using on a day-to-day basis, the things that you enjoy, all came from someone's imagination, which is their mind. And in a way, I like to think of it like AI, like artificial intelligence, because it learns new things based on your experiences and your exposure. Whether that's to the internal or the external world. Your brain holds on to everything that you've ever encountered in life. These things are just stored like in the back of your mind. It's like a storage shed or something. It just holds all these things and it brings them up when it's convenient or when it needs to. Think about the times when you said something and you said, "This seems familiar to me," but you just can't pinpoint how it's familiar to you. But it's just kind of like deja vu. And it's just because it's stored in your subconscious mind somewhere. You just can't dig out or just can't pinpoint the experience that makes you think about this. And your brain has this information stored like throughout your whole life from your childhood all the way up until today. From time to time, just like you update the software on your phone, your TV, your computer, you must do the same for yourself. You must update your operating system. And this is what I like to consider rewiring your brain, which is what we're going to dive into today. So updating and replacing that old information that doesn't serve you anymore. This one you can control. This is the first thing I like to think about when rewiring my brain. I disconnect from overloading my mind. Because we have access to so much information every single day. The click of a button, we can get anything we want. Scroll on our phone, absorb all this information. But some of it, you know, it may be a little bit entertaining. The way media is set up, it feeds you what it wants and what you're most interested in. Because that's how these people make their money. So they want to make their money from your attention. It wants to keep your brain on track with these things because they're all familiar. These things are all familiar to you. They all feed that dopamine that keeps you coming back for more. And this overload can stop people from taking actions or even entertaining the idea of adopting or trying something new. Because you just get caught in that cycle and time just passes by so much. And you don't know how much that's affecting you internally. Which we're not about to talk about right now because that's a different episode within itself. It's up to you to break these habits that you're used to that aren't feeding your mind too much. This causes us to compare, overthink, or become paralyzed by the idea or fantasy of an idea. Or, oh, that lifestyle looks good, but you fail to take the action because you're so distracted by all these things that you're intaking. So that's the first thing I want you to do. Limit overloading your brain with the unnecessary. Be mindful of the things you intake in because they have an impact on how your brain operates. And our minds tell us so much every single day. We think so many different thoughts. We always thinking positive, negative, what ifs or future to past. We think like multiple thoughts per day. So I want you to listen to your most frequent thoughts, those most frequent feelings that you have. I like to practice listening to my thoughts when I don't feel the best, though. That's the best time. When we at our low moments, what are you telling yourself? This is when we get down on ourselves. We say we're not good enough. We question our abilities, our decision-making skills, and it becomes a false sense of who we are. It's not really true. This is just momentary. This is to distract you from your greatness. This is to distract you from moving forward. And these thoughts may just sit there for a moment, and some may hold on to them and deal with them for years. You may not know how to get through these things. And when we listen to these thoughts, are we happy? What we're saying to ourselves and about ourselves as well. Is this based on a circumstance, a decision, an expectation? Where does it stem from and how can you reverse this? How can you reverse your most negative thoughts when you're not at your best moment? How can you reverse these things? What's more important than what we tell ourselves is what we choose to accept as the truth. Don't hold on to the negatives that aren't permanent in your life. Of course, it activates a stress response, but it is your job to practice not holding on to this. If you hold on to it, you can't function and your decision-making skills are affected by this. Your creative skills, everything that you need to function and operate at a high level as an individual are all affected when you hold on to these things that aren't true. When you decide to hold on to these things that can't serve you any purpose for holding on to them at all. So allow your mind to quiet these thoughts, but listen to them. Be mindful of what you're saying and reverse these thoughts. How can you stop these thoughts from happening? How can you change your perception of all these thoughts? Because they will come and go, but some linger a little bit longer than others. Some come more frequently than others. Why are these thoughts continuing to process and come up into your mind? New experiences open your mind to new possibilities. So that's the third one. I want you to try something new. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a new food, new environment, new place, new conversation, new people, whatever it is, try something new. If you continuously do the same things, you get the same results. Then you look up trying to figure out why nothing has changed. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Don't expect a change in your life if you aren't doing anything different to fix it. And don't expect when you make these changes for it to happen instantly. You have to do these consistently. You have to show up all the time, just continuously doing it. And this is one of the universal laws of success. You reap what you sow. Whatever you're putting out, you will get back. You may not get it back when you wanted to or when you feel like you deserve it, but you will get it back. And the brain is wired to adapt and reorganize itself. And you do this through new experiences, just trying new things. Do these new things consistently, and then eventually it will become familiar to you. It's the same thing as starting a new job. You're a little lost in the beginning. You don't know what you're doing, but you do these tasks consistently. You're doing it just over and over again, and you become more comfortable. You start to do it like, I could do this in my sleep. And that's the same with you trying something new. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be a push uphill, but continue to push it because that downhill shift is coming. When we close off our mind, we send that our mind is fixed, that is not able to absorb anything new. So I want you to go into every day having an open mind, because this will allow you to brace these new experiences, perspectives, and ideas, which are all essential to reprogramming your mind. After a while, we hit a point in life where we think we have a specific section figured out, where we feel like, no, everything is perfect. I don't need to know anything else. I got all this figured out. And we close ourselves off to alternative ways of thinking and alternative ideas that could manifest just by us having an open mind. Always be curious, ask questions, want to learn more about the things that you're unfamiliar with. Look forward to challenges in life and embrace them. No matter how they're packaged, it may be packaged as stress or an unfortunate situation. The whole time, you don't know. It's the biggest blessing on the other end of it. But you're avoiding it by not embracing this challenge. And rewiring your brain regularly allows you to build resilience because you understand and embrace things that are happening and know that it's happening for you and not to you. So I want you to challenge yourself to do an activity or engage in something unfamiliar to promote some growth within yourself, because our minds are able to be rewired. I don't care what you've learned so far. I don't care what you feel that's fixed or that just seems permanent. Nothing in life is permanent unless you allow it to be and you're not taking the steps to change it. So that wraps it up for today's episode. Go out there and rewire your brain. Do that practice on yourself. Try these different tactics that will help you rewire your brain, because it'll bring more to you. We always have room for growth. We're growing individuals. We never stop learning. We never stop growing. So have an open mind when you go out into the world, when you go out into life, when you communicate with people. Just have an open mind and be able to absorb all the things that's coming to you. Don't forget to check out all the links down below. You hear the outro rolling in, you know what that means. Everybody's great to them, even you.